Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day is bright and sunny across Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, perfect for a stroll outside. In Haifa, it's pleasantly warm. As night falls, temperatures are expected to remain mild. Here are today's headlines. First, according to JNS, Iran and Hezbollah are already breaking the deal with continued missile attacks on Israel, raising questions about future ceasefire enforcement. This was reported 3 hours ago. Also, Walla reports that Iran launched missile strikes at Israel earlier this hour, ending its ceasefire following an Israeli attack in Beirut. Also this hour, from the Times of Israel, Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time in 2 months. President Trump advised Prime Minister Netanyahu against retaliation to maintain diplomatic efforts. Separately, I-24 News details that Iran launched several missile barrages at northern Israel. Trump reportedly told Netanyahu he was unaware of the attack on Beirut. And finally, Axios reports that Trump urged Netanyahu not to strike Iran, advocating for more diplomatic time. Here's what people are saying online. Yoni Mishani, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago about the dangers of Israel not responding forcefully to Iran, suggesting it could alter Iran's perception of Israeli deterrence. In response to recent airstrikes, AMK Mapping noted 14 minutes ago that Iran launched numerous missiles and drones at Israel. They mentioned the targeting of Ramat David Air Base and highlighted Trump's dissatisfaction with Israel's actions. David Frum, a political commentator, retweeted 15 minutes ago, suggesting that Trump eventually breaks faith with everyone except Putin. Now for more on those stories. Starting with JNS's report, the deal between Iran and Hezbollah seems frail with ongoing missile attacks on Israel. This highlights the critical issue of who will enforce any future ceasefire between these parties. The instability poses a continued threat to civilian safety and regional diplomacy. Turning to the Times of Israel's coverage, Iran's missile attack marks a first in 2 months, following tensions over Israel's actions in Beirut. Trump cautioned Netanyahu against retaliation, emphasizing that escalation could derail ongoing talks with Tehran. The situation has significant implications for U.S.-Israel relations and the broader geopolitical landscape. Meanwhile, I-24 News adds that Iran's missile barrage comes amid Trump's claims he wasn't informed about the Israeli strike in Dahiyeh. This lack of communication has strained the dialogue between the U.S. and Israel, complicating diplomatic efforts in the region. On the economic front, first, Kitek reports that despite global criticism, Israel's defense exports surged by 30%, reaching a record $19.2 billion as countries balance political stances with security needs. Separately, Ynet Business notes that Victoria's Secret's shift back to its sexier image has paid off. The company's shares soared by 50% after a strong sales performance, reflecting market confidence. And finally, Walla Business highlights a diplomatic setback as France blocked Israeli participation in an important arms exhibition. This move prevents Israeli industries from showcasing their innovations in Paris. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.